everybody. How are you?
Good. I'm
excited to be talking to all the families. All the families that are happy to be here, give me a wave. All right, now, there's certain ways to wave. Or there's, just show me that you're happy to be here. Yes. First thing you've got to know is that when you give energy, you'll get energy back. And you know, we're talking today about God is love. Look at these beautiful red balloons everywhere, hearts. The kids have been doing a whole lot of lessons about the love of God. And so I just want to talk to you for a couple of moments about how the love of God can work within us in very practical ways. How important is love? Well, if God is love, then it's pretty important. And I don't know about you, how many of you would be willing to go for 2 days without any love from anybody? How many of you would be prepared to do that? How many of you could even imagine a life without love? I mean, we would give up everything to ensure that we were loved. So love is so important, but love is really practical, isn't it, kids? Love does practical things. So I want to ask the kids just a couple of questions, and then if the kids don't know the answers, then the parents will get the chance to earn the chocolate. So kids, let's just see how we go here first. Are you ready? Are you ready? So if God is love, one of the most practical things that we can do is actually love the people that God has given us. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, well then, but how do you actually love? I mean, how do people actually know that you're loving them? How can they see your love? How can they tell what it looks like? So I'm just going, when people have got their hand up, I'm going to look at you, and when I point to you, you can give me an answer, all right? So let's start with this young man. Oh, he says, love in actions is stronger than love in words. Therefore, perfect. Perfect. He says, be kind to people. Be kind to people. Be kind to people that love him and be kind to people that don't love him. Oh, hold on, look my way. Oh, and be kind if you can think of anyone that you don't know, and be kind and be kind. And be kind, because the reason I'm doing this, what's your name? Liam is learning that love is not about doing it once. It's about doing it again and again and again and again and again. Now, how many of you think it's very unfair that Liam just got all the chocolate? I just want to point out that without repetition, there is no habit of loving. Love is not about a one-time, full effort, full energy action. Love is about hundreds of little tiny things that you choose to do every day, and you practice them hopefully so many times until you don't have to think about doing them, that they're automatically coming out of your life. So we've got kindness. The next person gets one chocolate. All right, what's one? Here we go. You've forgotten. All right, hold on. Here's a chocolate for putting up your hand. Yeah, okay. What? Oh, be kind to them and give them gifts. What's your name? Ellie, come here, Ellie. I just happen to have a gift. Ellie, come on up here. Come on up here. Now, Ellie, I'm going to give you a choice. Yes, we could give people gifts. We could give them chocolate. Or we could give them a book. What would you prefer, the chocolate or the book?
Chocolate.
The chocolate. You can be guaranteed that anyone under the age of 8 will pick the chocolate. Now, hold on, Ellie. One minute. How old are you?
7,
so we're going to give her a walking, talking miracle so you can put your chocolates on it. There we go. Good girl. Take that back to your seat. Beautiful. Because love is about gifts. Love is about giving. But let me just point out that the most significant gift that you can get on a daily basis are kind words. Not just kindness, but kind words. So it's the words that matter every single day. So can I just get some ideas on what type of words would be really good to show that you love people?
Love.
Love. You'd like to be told, I love you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Good. What would you like to be told?
That you're responsible.
Oh, that you're responsible and respectful. Who'd like to be told that?
Yes.
Who'd like to be told at work, I appreciate that you're responsible and respectful? Yeah, so I just want to make sure that the adults understand, do not underestimate saying things that you think should be assumed. Most of us need to be told quite regularly that we're loved, that we're respected, that we're appreciated. So what else do we need? Oh, that you're loving, caring and supportive. Good, come, come. Loving, caring and supportive, great. Let me come over here. Lovely hands. The children are so patient. What are you thinking?
That you're a good classmate at school.
Oh, that you're a good classmate at school, that you're being a friend. I love that. What are you thinking?
You're a
lovely friend. You think that too? Oh, that you're unique. Ah, we've been told that we're one of a kind. How important is it to be told that you're irreplaceable?
Yeah.
Even though God made 7 billion people, there's just one of you. That's your little part. What else do you like to be told for love? Yeah, oh, kindness is way better than being bullied. Kindness is way better than being bullied. What, this little girl here, what do you think? Oh, you have to tell them that you love for them? Yes. Come, come, that's one for you. Okay, Trinity, come on. Yeah, that you're kind-hearted. Beautiful, that your heart matters, yes.
You're kind and nice.
You're kind and nice. Now, I love the way we're using kind now. So let's just go back there one moment. What's other ways that we can actually show people that we love them? Yeah, that lady standing there, yes. What are you saying to me? Yeah, you've got my attention. Now we just need an answer. Cuddles. Oh, cuddles. Are you ready to catch with mummy catch this, or are you going to catch it? Beautiful. Cuddles. So also another way of love is touch. Gentle, affectionate touch. Can I just remind everyone, even though we have all these political laws now about what we do, touching people gently, kindly. Many of us need to actually practice in our own families that you forget that you should be just sometimes just touching them on the back of the arm and saying, well done. Putting your hand on people's heads and saying, hey, that was great. That was a great thought. Thank you. Yeah, that gentleman in there, yes? Oh, respecting their opinion, which means actually loving. I love that, that when you're loving, you're listening. You're listening to people, even if you disagree. How many of you find that there's a lot of people in your world that you disagree with? How many of you may even watch the TV and you disagree quite regularly? Hey, but you know, it's really important not to always say what we don't like, but to say what we do like and to point out what we really appreciate, because sometimes we forget to give a louder voice to what we love and a quieter voice to what we disagree with. What's one for you? Well, how do we love? Oh, we encourage people to love Jesus. So you know one way that we can love Jesus and show people the power is sometimes just to pray for them. So everybody, get in your best praying position, please. Show me your best praying position. Now, notice people do different things, but when I was teaching Christian education at primary school to the grade twos, most of the children were doing this. They pointed their fingers to heaven and they bowed their head, but one little boy did this. And I said, because he was a little bit naughty, I said, Joshua, what are you doing? And he just stood there and he said, Mrs. Mack, I've got a lot of problems. So my little heart melted as I watched this child reach up, open his arms and look up. And I grew up Catholic, so I grew up very much praying like this. And I said to the children after that, you may pray any way you like. You can put your head down, you can put your head up. And so half the class from then on prayed like this. And so I learned very quickly not to have to make it my way. But God has diversity in many ways. So I want to do a little prayer for you, all right? So you can pray like this, or you can pray like this. You can pray any way you like. Which way would you like? Ready? Ready? Adults, I want you to do the giant funnel. That's right. Lord, as we open our arms and we open our hearts to you, we ask that you would actually guide us today. Teach us how to love the people that you've given us. Show us how to be kind when we don't feel like it. Help us to practice using words that build people up when we are feeling unworthy ourselves. Enable us to be your hand and your mouthpiece all around for all those around us. And we just pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. And what does amen mean? Yes, we agree. We're with you. Come on. Is there any other way that we can express love? Yes, gentleman there. Yes, you. Love is? Oh, he says, love God and people with all your heart. What's your name? Harry, come on, Harry. Come here for me for a minute. How old are you, Harry? How old are you?
Six.
You're six. Well, you are a really smart six-year-old. Can I ask you, if we're going to love God and people with all our hearts, how do we actually get our hearts to remember to keep loving? Can you think of any answer? Try to go to people and help them by saying, I love you. Would that help?
Yes.
Yes, it would help a lot, wouldn't it? Would help a lot. Harry, you know what I've known? I know that you have to practice it every single day. Do you know if you're going to get good at something, you've got to practice it? And the more times you can say it in any one day, the better we get at it. So what would be some things that we could say to one another every day? We could say, I love you. Did you say, I love you? Did you say, I love you? Can you just stand here for me? Can you just stand here for me? And can you just tell them what your answer is? Say.
This.
You got to tell them that I love you. Say, I love you.
I love you.
You say, I love you.
I love you.
You say, I love you.
I love you.
Can you all say, I love you?
I love you.
Oh, but I love you more.
I love you most.
You love you most. I used to say, I love you all the way to the moon and back. All the way to the sun and back. I love you all the way to the planets and back. Who's played this game at night? Yes. Because this expression of love, finding ways to express creatively, is really important. I think we got it from a book we read, Goodnight Rabbit or something like that. We always had to find another way. I love you more than all the grains of the sand on the beach in all the world. That's a lot of grains. Do you know, I wonder for you, what are you practicing right now? What are you practicing? If these little ones are going to follow our lead, what are you practicing? So what I want you to do right now is just turn to the person on either side of you and just say, I love you. All right, how many of you feel really weird doing that? Come on. Come on, who feels pretty weird doing that? Now, of course, some people don't want to hear your words. They want to see your actions. Because words are only true if proven in your actions. So I want to give everybody a few things that you can do that are going to help you. Firstly, number one, we know that society would be better if we all doubled the number of thank yous. Everybody say thank you.
Thank you.
Now say thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, what I want you to be thinking about today is that I want you to say thank you twice when you say thank you. And then I want you to find at least double the number of times to say thank you. How many of you can do that? All right, so turn to the person on your left and say, thank you, thank you. Turn to the person on your right. Are you two beautiful ones? Can you sit back down there? You can sit right here. Sit there. You think words speak louder than actions? I think actions speak louder than words. Oh, he says you can also love people with hugs and kisses. But let me say that you can't just give a hug and a kiss to a stranger, can you? So we've got to give words first. So besides doubling our thank yous, what else could we give them? What other words? You know, one of the most important things to do is to learn to acknowledge what you see. Acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is looking at someone and saying what you see. You can be prophetic. How many of you love to actually live by the Spirit of God? Give me a wave. Do you know the most prophetic thing you can do is look at someone and pay them a compliment and say what you see? Harry, I see that you are a kind, loving boy. That's all I need to do. And Harry just walks away with the thought, oh, I wonder how she sees that. Do you know, I see you are a generous and fun-filled boy to be around. I see that you're a very good friend. I see that you are full of laughter and joy. I see that you are someone that makes people feel better about being here. I see. Now, that's all we need to do, look and say. So we're going to practice. So you're going to practice the person next to you. Quickly, turn to one person. Don't say anything, just look at them. Yeah, this is awkward. You're right there, just the two. Now you're about to say something nice to them. Quickly pay a compliment, one and then the other. Go. You do like to make. Can you say anything nice about me? Oh, thank you very much, Harry. That's lovely. Oh, thank you. Now, come back to me. How many of you have just felt a bit awkward then? Come on, a bit awkward. Give me a little wave. Can I explain that unless you make it habitual, it will always be awkward? Do you know the patterns of life? This is a couple of little tricks we know. For the children, if you want more productive children, if you want more productive adults, the studies show that if you get up and make your bed straight away, you'll be more productive all day. How many of you, please, make your bed as soon as you get out? Give me a wave. All right. How many of you, you've got room for growth here? Okay. So can I put a challenge out to everybody? One way to actually love yourself is to help yourself be your best. And one way to be your best is to actually have some order in your day. So you get out of bed and you just make the bed. This is my symbol for making the bed. So everybody, you go the same direction, you clap, and then you don't have to say to anyone, make your bed, you just go. Now, if we all make our beds, then all day we're going to do better. And it all starts with the first little habit, and we call it habit stacking. We stack one habit on top of another because it's easier to stack habits and make them automatic. So one thing I do, because I don't like mornings particularly, how many of you are not morning people? Yes, I like my bed a lot, so I have learned that 6 jumps in the vertical wake me up. Do I look silly? Yes. Does it matter? No, because the only one that sees me is my husband. And all I need to do, I need to jump up sometimes and I need to wake my body up. So I get out of bed and go, who's going to try this tomorrow morning? Good. And then I make the bed. And then you need to figure out in your head what other things you need to do. Like, I actually, before I get out of bed, I say to my husband, good morning. Because we did some studies on what's the first thing you touch when you wake up in the morning. And many people said their telephone. The first thing they touch is their phone. It's their alarm. They go like that. And it's like, wait a minute. Think about the habit. Think about the productivity. Think about what you're creating. It's a choice to actually reach over and touch your spouse and say good morning. Then get out of bed, do the jumping. But what about for the kids? Kids, who's going to be ready to make their bed? All right, so the other thing we need as soon as you see mum or dad or any brothers or sisters is we need to say, good morning. Everyone say, good morning. So none of this, no, because some people in the morning do those noises instead of good morning. Everyone say, good morning. Now, really bright and cheerful, go. Yes, because what we've learned is that if you say things in a way that makes you feel better when you say it, it helps everybody. So we need to say good morning. So good morning. Oh, I should probably give you something to sit down, should I? So for Harry, for all your help, this is a walking, talking miracle for you. Give him a hand. Beautiful, Harry. Oh, well, yeah, very good question. She said, what do you do when your husband is always in bed? Well, I've got to say that sometimes when Colin and I are feeling very weary because we have some very late nights with our work, we pull the bed right up over the top of us, the doona, and then we just creep out the side. Nice and smooth. And, you know, because playful. It's so important when you wake up tired to have a playful attitude and not just take it into the day. And one thing I've learned is you got to give me five, Clive. Well, I used to have a pink panther that was 5 foot tall and I used to say, give me five, Clive. Clive actually only had four fingers, but give me five was think about five things that I could do well to express God's love. Five things. One is a smile. Everyone smile? Yeah, if you're not good at smiling, you got to practice it by putting a pen between your... Everyone put your finger there, it will help. What we've learned about smiling is that smiling with teeth changes the amount of oxytocin in your body. So smile with teeth. Smile, speak brightly, good morning, even if it doesn't feel that way. It'll get better with a little effort. Put in the energy that you need, make your bed. That's going to help everybody. Double your thank yous and then look at someone and pay them a compliment. Do you think we're going to be able to do this? All right, everyone stand on your feet, quickly, stand on your feet. Six jumps, go, six jumps on the spot. Yeah, that's right, you always know a little bit. Everyone make your bed, go. Say to the person next to you, thank you, thank you. Now, say to the person on the other side, you look gorgeous this morning. Yet notice they become better looking as the morning goes on. And what's the most important thing of all to do is to pray with faith. So one last prayer. Giant funnels, everybody up. Lord, we thank you for a great day. We thank you for families. We thank you that we've been placed in families. We thank you for our church family. We thank you that we have gathered together to actually experience the love of God through one another's mouths and hands and faces. And we just thank you for the privilege of being right here on the planet at this time. In Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Thank you very much.